Thanks very much to our sponsor, BigPipe.co.nz. Big Pipe in New Zealand's best internet service provider. All their plans are unlimited and they start from just $69 a month with great online support. So if you're having trouble with any of the setup, you don't have to wait for ages to go to some international call center, Chris.
No.
Chris is here, by the way. He's contributing to this ad.
You're just going for it and I'm just here supporting you. Like Big Pipe support you with their online support center.
Yes. You can chat to a Big Pipe worker in New Zealand on chat. Ugh. Fuck phone calls.
It's like Messenger or what have you. It's just like, yo, just what's up? Want to hang out, have brunch.
And you might end up falling in love.
Yep.
With your Big Pipe chat supporter.
At least having a good side of eggs.
I don't know. It's probably unorthodox. That's probably not cool. It's probably not cool if that happens. Go to BigPipe.co.nz now. They are professional. Get connected with them right now.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Stop it.
Hello, welcome. Chris is trying to stop me watching a beautiful video.
Okay, so listen, before we started recording this poddy, I was watching the Tom Daly and Dustin Lance Black
his crying
wedding video.
They're kissing.
God. It makes me so mad that you're enjoying this as much as I almost think you're enjoying it just to wind me up.
No, I think they look beautiful.
Here's the goss.
Here's the tea.
The wedding colours. So, like, who's that? Tom Daly, the swimmer.
Gorgeous.
The famous British swimmer. And he's good. He's a diver.
Yeah.
And he got gold eventually, did he? Or did he get bronze?
He hasn't had gold at the Olympics,
people
but
just
he's
love
had
him
it
because he's hot.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And he married Stop it. Actually, stop it.
No, that's so cute.
No, just turn it off.
Okay. Oh.
So he's wearing maroon and Dustin Lance Black's wearing navy. The boringest colours known to man.
I will concede that those are boring colour choices.
And the wedding party are all in maroon and all in navy.
The thing is, those colours look good on everyone. Ugh. And everyone looks good in them.
But
Tom Daly looks beautiful.
For work or for like, you know, a Thursday when you've like just given up. For the most like a supposedly special day of your life.
Well,
anyway, if you look close up at their hands, Tom Daly has a ring on, so he wore one ring on the day.
Yeah.
His fucking Olympic ring. It has like the Olympic ring.
But that means a lot to him.
No. It's like wearing a drama mask ring, Eli.
I'm going to wear
appalling.
A drama mask brooch.
I bet you all the other Olympians are like, stop it, dude. You are embarrassing us so much.
It's his whole life, man.
You are only supporting him because of his abs.
His abs are beautiful.
It's
and
shit.
I do.
It's so shit.
I do a Tom Daly ab workout.
You
every
mentioned
two or
this
three,
last
every two
podcast.
Or 3 weeks, if I remember. I do. Look, here's the thing I like. They just look like they love each other. Can't you feel happy about that?
No. No. Because also, look at their disgusting wedding cake.
That is truly putrid.
It's one of the worst cakes
I've
ever seen. And it was just, okay, so because I watched
Google
the whole,
this, by the way, if you're listening right now.
Search right now while we're talking Tom Daly's wedding cake.
It looks like it's been done with airbrush felts.
Okay, so I will, because I watched all the videos.
Yeah. See, you're criticizing me for enjoying it.
Seething with fury. Not like glowing like you were, like you were expecting a new child. And okay, so the wedding cake is red, white, and blue. The bottom light tier is stars. Then it's like, I don't know, smudge. Then it's sprinkles. Then it's like drippy stuff. And then meringues. And then it's got a T and a L on top of it.
Yeah.
The T is the British flag and the L is the American flag, like their names and where they're from. But so it's like a patriotic
wedding
really
cake.
Weird. Isn't that the worst? And it was a surprise. Tom Daly surprised it.
Well, Tom Daly's very into Union Jack and stuff. He wears a lot of
his fucking couch and his
lounge. You know, you're right. He is
basic.
Yeah.
He's got a Union Jack curtain and a Union Jack couch in his lounge.
Here's the scary thing. My friend met Tom Daly. Here's what happened. She was in that plane. It was a trip to the UK.
Yes.
And it got grounded, I think, between like Korea and the UK. So it got grounded in Russia. So she was Grounded in an airport.
She like,
Tom
how
Daly.
You feeling, Tom? Yeah. On edge?
Yeah, loving it here. But she got a great photo with her arm around his waist. And I was like, what did it feel
what
like?
What a tiny waist. Bone.
Mm-hmm. I think it's got
0% muscle fat.
I think his accent's really cute.
So is Oliver Twist's.
The age difference is astronomical, though. No, it's not astronomical.
I don't care about... I just care about intelligence level.
Well, I just worry that, like, Dustin's in his 40s.
Is it? God, he looks good.
He looks great.
I reckon he looks almost like he has taken the face off someone and sewn it on his own face.
That's so cruel.
No, but, you know, it's just so kind of taut and his eyes don't... Do you reckon he's had Botox?
Yeah, I do.
So his face doesn't really move.
Tom's 23, I think, maybe. And also, it was
that's
like
so young to be getting married.
Totally. And he like came out and started dating Dustin Lance Black
and
like
got married
that.
Immediately. So
quick,
so stupid.
I don't know if it is. What about?
He's on the hit list.
Which one?
Our hit list, our communal hit list.
No, I don't. I have to co-sign these.
You on this podcast? You have co-signed it.
Oh,
because I feel that way, and you have to support me as a friend.
Well, I'm here to support you, but in my own private time, I'm gonna watch that video again.
I just got a text on my phone. I was like, I wonder who it is. Like, I was like, someone's already complained about the Tom Daly thing, but it was from the Greens asking if I was gonna vote for them.
I got the same text.
Oh, I don't know. Do I send back? Like, I was like, maybe I should send back a gif of just me on a swing. A swing voter.
Whoa. Are you a swing voter?
Yeah. I'm a swinger sexually. I'm a swinger for fun on a play swing and a swinger voter.
I am here to confirm that Chris is none of those things.
Hey, I do love a good playground swing.
Yeah, playground swing is pretty fun, especially like late at night.
Do you know what's not fun? Roundabout. Remember we used to play on that as a kid? You could go on that for an hour. Now, as an adult, around once, and you're like, I need to sit down for the rest of the afternoon.
Had a really big lunch.
I now have a migraine.
Do you want to hear the fact of the gay?
Yes, please.
I brought this to the table today.
I was frantically searching one, and I couldn't find anything.
So there's a new app coming out. It's called Noir.
Ooh. Sounds
new gay app. What do you get? Your guess, please, about what the app Noir might be.
Noir. Sexy. Noir meaning... Red? I'm going to say...
Maybe. Film noir. Film noir isn't like red film.
But what's like a Pinot Noir?
Oh, true.
Noir is an app that gives you all the sex scenes from queer cinema.
Incorrect.
That was a good
Why
guess.
Would you need... Why?
Listen,
just the sex scenes.
It's a guess. Yeah, because people
I
are
do.
Horny.
I have sometimes, you know, like when you look at an LGBT film on Netflix or whatever, and you're like, well, I haven't heard of this, so it's probably not very good.
Yes.
But then you like have a little skim through, then I'd like just watch the first sex scene, and then I'm like, oh, maybe I'll watch that later.
Yeah.
Noir is an app specifically designed to be more inclusive to a more diverse group of people. It's a dating app, which does not allow racism or bigotry. So there's
great.
Nothing like no fats, no femmes, no Asians, and it's particularly friendly to people of color or anyone can use it, but it's particularly designed to be user friendly to people of color as opposed to what Grindr is for a lot of people.
Oh, which is like, it's like you can be so picky and it's just so bad, eh?
Yeah.
It's like you shouldn't be able to like explicitly be that open about your... Also, like, why cut yourself off?
Yeah.
Why be like, I don't like these sorts of people? I'm like, you don't know.
You actually don't know.
People are so different. And even people who fall within, like cliche subcategories or what have you are still so different. It's so stupid.
Yeah, when people say they don't like Asians or
it's like when
Indians
people say...
Whatever, it's like, what possibly could you be referring to?
It's also when people just, like, don't like certain types of food. And I'm just like, why would you... Cut yourself off from... They're like, I don't eat broccoli. You're like, you just haven't cooked it right.
Yeah.
You are boiling that broccoli.
Also, I bet, like, initially you didn't like bottoming and now you've given it a go. Like
you're
that,
all
so
about it.
Turn your mind around, mate.
Do you remember, like, when people just used to boil all their vegetables and then, like, recently everyone's just been burning them? Like, the whole thing
Charring
is, like, char
up.
The shit out of
That's
all...
That's what I do.
Same. I'm like, oh, might cook up some broccoli. And by that, I mean put my... pan onto scorching high and then just like char as fast as I can.
I do the exact same thing with green beans and broccoli with most meals that I cook.
Just burn it.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's charred. It's supposed to be like that.
I also used to roast. I used to roast the shit out of it.
So ooh, love a roast veggie. Mm. Are you ready for the queen of the day?
I'm ready for the queen of the day.
I'm ready for the queen of the day. Okay. Captain Planet. It's left field.
Okay.
I reckon as well, on a reboot, Captain Planet, we should just go as far as to make them gender neutral.
I would say that's fair. Although, look, I was a fan, I think, retroactively, I'm realizing that I was definitely a fan of Captain Planet's big, naked blue body.
But that can still be gender neutral. It can be a big, gender neutral blue body.
You're right.
Because their body is blue.
I don't care what's in those red undies.
Exactly. That person has blue skin and green hair. But, it doesn't matter what gender they are. That's let's pitch that to the reboot. But I was just checking on BuzzFeed.
Cool. What's that?
It's a little website that'll just take all the time out of your day. Captain Planet has come out in support of the marriage equality campaign in Australia.
Well, Captain Planet personally?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
His Facebook page. It's his Facebook, their Facebook page. And they say, without heart, there would be no Captain Planet. Australia, you have only 14 days to make sure you are enrolled to vote for the postal on same-sex marriage. And then they give the link. The power is yours. I don't think that phrase has been had better use than right now. And then there's this image that says heart not hate with a rainbow behind all the Planeteers.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, actually, Captain Planet is not in that photo. It's just the Planeteers. Also, heart not hate. I'm just going to put a little theory out. The heart Planeteer could be gay or bisexual or just something.
I reckon he was
gay.
He was gay, yeah. He's friendly and warm and very cute.
I wonder how old he is.
I don't want to look at that anymore. Cause
how old do you reckon?
11.
Yeah, definitely. But then also the older one.
The redhead.
Yeah, like I reckon there's a big age gap between those friends.
Yeah, there is. I reckon you're going right from 11. He's the youngest up till
11 to about 21.
Yeah.
And that 21-year-old's like, oh, I reckon I've got about 6 months more being a Planeteer, and then I'm going to head off to uni.
Yeah. it's been a little bit much.
You don't want to be 21 and hanging out with an 11-year-old who's not your sibling.
Yeah, that's true. And yeah. I just hate turning up to dates and then be like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm a Planeteer. And they're like, still?
Oh, sweet.
Oh, yeah.
I dropped out of that and went to uni.
Yeah. I'm going to be a doctor now. But for now, I'm just in my flat.
Sure, save pollution. I'm saving lives.
Isn't it weird that Captain Planet was so big, but I don't know. I would love to know the actual environmental impact because it was our generation, right? But I know plenty of people who still litter.
Really? Isn't it crazy when you see people who litter?
It's when people throw shit out of the side of the car.
Yeah.
I want to pull them over. I want to like form a citizen's arrest. Be like, what? I was head of environment at my high school.
Oh, right. So you were essentially a Planeteer.
It was sort of a consolation prize because I wasn't head of arts. That's why I became head
often
of environment.
Often that's the run, eh? If you can't get into acting, you get into the environment.
Yeah, and they made me it so that I can make funny videos, and they made two funny videos.
Oh, I wonder if they still are floating around on Bebo.
Ooh.
Where did you even upload those videos?
We just played them in assembly once.
Oh, okay.
It was before video sharing. Like, our internet was not...
You were like, let's put on a platform.
No. YouTube must have existed, because Star Wars Kid was about this time, for sure. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my big slogan as the captain, head of the environment, was...
say what you were going to say.
Captain of the environment. environment captain was about how dinosaurs had ruled the Earth for millions of years, but humankind had only been around for a few hundred thousand, so we need to treat the planet better, otherwise... we're gonna like lose to dinosaurs. How
sweet is that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm just getting a whole new side of you over these past few weeks recording these podcasts, especially like previously when you were talking about gaming and now this dinosaur shit.
I've been digging deep to my teenage years. Also,
I thought dinosaurs were so gay.
A lot of gay men that I know love dinosaurs. It's because they're big and beautiful, right?
Kind of
and
muscly.
Also, potentially in Jurassic Park, they're like all the dinosaurs are females. So I feel like maybe a lot of
people
watch that.
Like in Wonder Woman.
Yeah. They're like, whoa, yeah.
That's
queen.
Hot. I've never seen dinosaurs fuck.
I have.
When?
I'm not IRL. Obviously.
This is your like.
No, one of those Walking with Dinosaurs shows. They definitely had dinosaurs fucking. Computer generated.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's a big story. Because we don't know what we've.
They do not make that happen with animatronics.
Yes. No, not animatronics. Computer generation.
Walking with Dinosaurs. Oh, I...
Oh, not the live arena show, the TV show.
I instantly went to the live arena show.
No.
Although, I was like, that is crazy that they were like, all right, first and foremost, let's figure out how to make these robots fuck.
In that live show, though, one of them did shit. That was like a huge... the comedic high point of the show was like one of them shitting and then the...
Like, is it ones or twos for the Stegosaurus? I don't know dinosaur names.
That should be the theme name for my stag do.
You're already thinking about your maroon, stupid maroon
navy wedding with an ugly
it's
American
a nice
UK.
Day for a maroon wedding. It's never a nice day. It's like the best day for a maroon wedding is like a sad, soggy day in June.
Yeah, or like in a Hallenstein
no
Brothers.
No one ever gets married in like June, July, do they?
My sister,
midwinter.
Did.
Sorry, maybe August.
Yeah, because my sister's all the wedding photos. Guess what? Guess what, Chris? It's snowing.
Yeah, that's so beautiful.
Hard to nail that, though. Impossible to predict.
It's a good chance to wear fur and get away with it. But also secondhand fur or faux fur.
Yes.
Faux furnum.
God, I was watching that video the other day where Joan Rivers is getting interviewed about her fur and the ladies interrogating her, and she's like, well, no. And she's like, nah.
Go on.
Oh my God.
That's give me my, your Joan weak, Rivers impression. Timid Joan Rivers impersonation.
Well, hi, I'm Joan
this
Rivers.
Old, frail woman who sits a cup of tea.
No,
and
she was like, you wear weather leather. You eat meat. This is recycled fur. And she storms off.
It's amazing when you're like, all right, I'm committing to this impersonation. And you're like, I can't even hear the voice in my head, let alone put that in my own voice.
I think my face as I'm trying to do it is like in physical
you tell you so. I want to tell you something.
You wear leather. And
hi, I'm Joan Rivers, and I have something to say.
Oh
dear.
R.I.P. Joan.
We're going to talk about metrosexuals this episode.
We are.
Nothing really. I mean, we're just like, we wanted to talk about it previous, and then we're like committed to our promise.
Yeah. So, I saw it posted today in a news article. It was about Love Island or The Block or some reality show where one person.
Love Island or The Block.
One of those two.
They're very similar.
Someone's calling someone else out for being metrosexual.
Why would you call someone out for that?
I don't know.
That's so stupid.
It just means that you look tidy, right?
Okay, so I was like kind of researching the etymology of the phrase. It's a...
Oh, good.
What do you call
using them? The word etymology.
Thank you. It's another big one that's coming up. What is it when you hybrid two words together?
It's called a poon.
No, it's a, you know, when you hybrid two words together, it's a pecudonym. A synonym.
Ptolemy.
It's a
polixamy.
Potamony.
Polygamy.
Potamone. I'm going to get there.
Our producer Tim is trying to mouth it.
Portmanteau.
Ptolemy.
A portmanteau.
You were like, get ready for my other big word.
A portmanteau, which always confuses me because it doesn't sound like a thing you'd use to describe a word. It sounds like a folder.
Yeah, it does.
Portmanteau. Like, did you bring your portmanteau?
He's yeah, I've got my portmanteau. I've been working all year on my portmanteau and I can't wait to show it.
This is an incredible portmanteau.
Thank you.
That's when you, it's like Brangelina is the iconic portmanteau.
Thank you.
You didn't come up with that. No, I'm not thanking you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was thanking you for getting it right. Like, what's that video of Beyonce when they're like, you're Beyonce? She's like, thank you.
Anyway, metrosexual, metropolitan sexual.
Yeah.
Is the hybrid there. And that took a long time to get to that point.
But now we got here, we are feeling good.
Popped up in the 90s, really landed in 2003 with
David Beckham.
The most iconic, I was going to say portmanteau. No, the most iconic metrosexual out there.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, it's like, I had like parameters for it before, but it was like you had to live in a metropolitan area, obviously. So sorry, rural metrosexuals, man, what a underrepresented part of that community.
That must be hard for them.
How hard to be like,
on top of your fashion, have a good hair and skin regime, but also live in like Thai happy.
You'd have to be buying all your skin and hair products online though. You're not going to find those at bloody...
You can do that though.
Yeah.
With the old dial-up.
That's true. Hey, just thinking about portmanteau.
Yes.
Oh, there's some noisy birds outside.
It's the fans.
Can I pitch you? I'm trying to benchmark this segment. This is my new... I've got another new drag name that I want to pitch you.
Fabulous. You didn't give me the one from last episode. Just knew I was going to hate it and then you didn't tell me.
I didn't tell you it. I think you're going to...
Get a load of this.
Get a... Stop on this cup of tea. This drag name is... Kara...
I can't look at you when you say it. I'm covering my eyes.
The drag name is Kara Deli Fiend.
And she looks like salami.
She looks like Cara Delevingne, but the dress is made of
ham. She's got big, thick eyebrows, but they're salami.
Yeah.
Deli Fiend.
Kara Deli Fiend.
Listen, it's your best yet. Also, it's not great. Well, it's pretty funny. I just don't think you've got a lot of mileage out of it.
You can't. There's only so many meat outfits you can wear, isn't there?
And it's just like, how often do people want Cara Delevingne referenced?
She's big. My boyfriend is obsessed with her song.
She has a song?
Yeah. So she's in a movie called The Valerian at the moment. It's terrible. From the director of The Fifth Element.
She's so stupid. She's so stupid. You go first and then I'll go.
Here's what I'll
say. And I'll finish the point.
I think she's beautiful. I think she's got a great personality. I think she's a great model. I think she's a terrible actor.
She's a terrible actress. She did that horrible interview where she was just like, I want to be taken more seriously. I'm going to quit modeling and take acting more seriously. And then she's in like Valerian.
Oh, well, there's nothing wrong with sci-fi, Chris. Come on. But the weird thing about it is that Rihanna is in the movie, but they got Cara Delevingne to sing the theme song.
Does she sing?
She sings, apparently. And it is... I'll say, her voice is not, like, the worst ever, but the song is... It's like... It's like a weird, like, lounge song. She's in a suit.
Diamond.
That's exactly how it goes. It's like, I'm feeling kind of fine and I'm doing a dance.
Honestly, the shittest thing I've ever heard. I'm feeling kind of fine now I'm doing a dance. I really hope those aren't the lyrics.
There's something pretty close to that.
Release a new song?
What About Us?
Yeah. I don't know.
I know. It was right at the top of my Spotify new release.
What do you think of Pink?
I love her. Really?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Pink song? Count of three, one, two, three.
So what?
Okay.
Who knew?
Still a rockstar.
No, I don't know. That was the first one that was in my head. Stupid Girls.
I don't know that one.
Stupid Girls. Baby is a hot fan. Hi. Someone I'm a tough fan. Bye.
That one stinks.
I don't want to be a stupid girl. Stupid.
That's, you know what is the worst
funny
one?
Funny video for that, eh? Where she's like impersonating everyone.
It still makes me laugh.
Maybe the strongest woman I've ever met.
How weird.
I haven't met her, but she's like ripped and she does aerial.
Her abs are crazy. And she'll sing while she's doing aerial. That's crazy.
One of my favorite quotes was my boyfriend was like, oh my God, Pink did aerial. Like, did one aerial class, and now she's all about it. It's so true. Everything she's like her concert, and it's like, and now I'm going to get on the ropes. And everyone's like, yes. And then she just, like, flings around everyone in, like, the stadium, and then she's, like, down again.
Do you know what's such a funny lyric to look back on? When she goes, I'm tired of being compared to damn Britney Spears. Who would compare Pink to Britney Spears? They're so far away from each other.
And honestly, though, if you, like... Britney's more iconic,
yeah,
but Pink would destroy her.
Pink is a hit.
She's so good, and she's a great singer. Yeah. I love her and Ellen's relationship. I feel like they've definitely got drunk and hooked up.
Absolutely.
I feel like we are doing an episode of Boners of the Heart right
now. No, we're talking about whether we want to sleep with Pink or not.
But also, I love that she has never budged on her haircut.
Yeah.
She's always like, I'm going to shave the sides for like 20 years.
That's true.
Also, her name was Pink and she dyed her hair pink, which was so funny.
What's her real name?
Jessie. I don't know.
Jessie J. Because she was going to be an actor for a while. She was going to play Janis Joplin in a biopic of Janis Joplin. And then she said, she did all these like pre-interviews before they started filming where she was like, the soul of Janis Joplin is inside me. And then they never made the movie.
Oh, that soul got to get out. Back to metrosexual.
Let's sum this up.
it's so crazy. It's such a silly theory. Like, so it was a really big thing I remember growing up. Like, and I was huge. Like, maybe I'm a metrosexual.
It was totally used to justify.
I'm a metrosexual who likes cock.
Yeah. I'm very metropolitan. I love anal sex with men. And
it's just so dumb. I've always had a big beef with people who use the term like man bag and like man lipstick.
Oh, what's as new as those romp hymns, which is like a romper, but it's for men. Yeah, so we need to put man in the title.
It's so, so dumb. It's so just dumb. Like really annoying. And I don't know who's doing it. Like, who is making that trend of calling it a man thing? Is it men or is it women doing that? Because either party have to stop it. But
it's marketing people, surely.
Yeah, but are those male or female marketing people?
I don't know.
Because is it like the man being like, hey, it's to like soften the blow. It's a man bag. Or is it the woman being like, men can't have a bag, so they can have a man bag. Either way, I was known as a guy with a man bag growing up. I always had like a satchel.
Did a country road bag or something?
No, I had like a... No, my parents bought me a bag from France. It was like, Dad bought it on a trip and I was like, it was like my school satchel and it had like so many zips on it. But yeah, it was like, everyone would be like, got your man bag to me. And I was like, I don't get this.
Oh.
Yeah. I transitioned from many a satchel.
Here's the funny thing. I just remember the looks that I used to get called metrosexual for and what they were, which was like wearing a button-down shirt underneath a t-shirt. Got called metrosexual for doing that.
Button-down shirt.
Underneath a t-shirt.
Oh, that's such a funny look, eh?
Truly.
Who was thrashing that? Justin Timberlake thrashed that a little bit,
eh? He did.
It's so funny. Why that look?
I don't know.
I kind of probably understand that some like designer would have done it first and then people were like, it's just like being diluted by like... I used to thrash JJ's.
Yes.
I remember telling people, I was like, I'm really good at shopping in JJ's. You just know what to, you just need to know where to look, which is so embarrassing.
It's all the same stuff as well. You can't look deep and find stuff there.
I used to be able to like, I found a gem and it would be like a terrible t-shirt with a slogan on it. That was just like not as offensive.
Yeah. I found a gem. It's like the Ninja Turtles.
I remember like, it was kind of like a push for like hair product, I reckon as well. Like it was like, be a metrosexual. Put gel in your hair. It was kind of...
Faux hawk was the big thing, right? Oh. Which is so funny as well, looking back on, because if someone wore a faux hawk now...
Yeah.
It looks like...
It's so funny people going in and ordering something with the prefix faux in it.
Yeah.
Like, hi, can I get a faux hawk? Like, it's just so weird to be like, it's just like, can I have this fake thing?
Yeah.
I guess do you have faux fur is good because you're kind of like... showing that you're a bit of a hero, being like, "Do you have that? Do you have faux fur?
Do you have faux fur version of that?"
But
do they do that? Do they release things in fur and faux fur? Does this come in faux fur?
No, just fur. Oh, fine. I'll just get it in the normal fur. Yeah,
but at least I asked. It is the thought that counts.
I asked. How did you used to style? Did you have like a really particular hairstyling regime growing up? Like I'm talking about like when you're like 11 or 12.
So I had a bowl cut for years until I was 12.
Yes.
And then I got my first like short sides.
Yeah.
And basically I reckon from then through to like 14, faux hawk.
That's 2 years.
Yeah, that's true.
From then right up until 2 years later.
Considering right now I've had the same haircut for 6 years.
Yeah.
But then I grew it out. I remember asking hairdresser.
Did you have the long bit at the back? Dan Carter was New Zealand's metrosexual.
He was
our David Beckham. He had the faux hawk and he had the gruds. He was doing that same. I bet you he was like, we want to make you, do you want to get a tattoo? We want to make you David Beckham.
Well, that was literally those jockey undies, which if you Google this, if you're an internationalista, because you'll love them, the campaign, Dan Carter jockeys. When they came in, that was the end of satin boxes at school.
Yes.
Like it wasn't until then, right? That people started.
I was like gruts. I've never worn. I think I tried satin boxes once, but they are disgusting.
They're the worst.
They feel bad on.
Yeah.
And they look bad on.
They look terrible.
They're so bad.
I saw an old man wearing them at the gym the other day under his, like he was getting changed. He put them on under his suits and they had the devil on them.
No.
Yeah. It's a real human
you
being.
You can't take anyone seriously wearing those.
No.
You're like, you're an idiot.
Also, I can just imagine like walking around like doing deals all day while your bits are just like floating around in silk.
In silk.
Oh,
yeah. My hair used to be, I used to put like the gel and then, and then I'd like be like, I think I need a putty. And then I'd be like, I need a matte wax. You know, like,
oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
But I used to like slick it all up, like the fringe, and then would like brush my hand across the top of my head to make it like a roof or like a what do you call that when you got a building and there's that thing that goes over the door?
A door hang?
No, like a roof. No.
Chris is gesturing awning. This. An awning. Yes, you are right. An awning.
A hair awning.
God, your face has got a beautiful awning up top.
Oh, I love what you've done with your awning. But then like often the gel would like solidify and I'd get these little spider legs and I used to hate that.
But people used to do that on purpose, right? They would
tweak their spider legs.
So there were little points coming out the front. Isn't it? So here's an amazing thing about society, right? I guess. You know, a lot of times, like at the moment as well, it's
here's
like,
an amazing thing
here's
about
an amazing
that, I
thing.
Guess.
This is going to flip your lid.
It's like the most unassured TED talk of all time. I want to sell something that'll change your life, maybe. I don't know.
So be me doing it. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming. You can leave.
Here's something I strongly believe in, but also I'll budge. Push down to the shelf, I'll completely change my stance.
I'm not going to commit to this, but I learned something.
We need to end racism, like, whenever you're ready.
Okay, so if you think about it now, in terms of, like, most people, and most men in their 20s, right, groom quite a bit. If you look back on it, in terms of, like, metrosexual, and yes. People are talking about, like, men's makeup is becoming sort of normalized. Like, I got a tinted moisturizer, and I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Right?
I've got so many stories to add on to this once you're done.
Okay, great. Well, and I read an article the other day which was like, you're going to see men's makeup counters in your department stores, like, within the next
in
5 years.
In your house.
In your house. They're going to follow you.
They're going to come in your door.
You're going to wake up. And
someone will be there, and they're like, you want a foundation. Now, you want a concealer. Put this on your face. You need to deal with those eyelashes.
Anyway, I guess what I'm saying is that that is a funny sign of slow progress, that there was a term metrosexual and now it is so ridiculous because, well, that's just like...
But people still use the term manscape. And I'm just like...
That's true.
Shut up. Shut the hell up. Do you manscape? I'm just like... I guess that's easier than being like, do you trim your pubes?
Yeah. Please come up with right now, come up with a better term than manscape?
Do you...
Do you bodscape?
Do you bodyscape? Do you... I don't know. Do you trim your body hairs? That's the easiest way to put it. But I guess you're not really... No one's ever trimming their armpit hair? Do people trim
trim my armpit hair sometimes.
To make it like just of equal length?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the things I wanted to bring up. I remember... using my, because I had bad acne when I was at high school. Shout out to anyone.
I've taken that shout out. I was on whatever that drug's called.
Isotane or Roaccutane.
Roaccutane.
But mainly shout out to anyone going through that now, because shit, that shit is tough.
And it gets better, honey.
Sometimes. It takes a long time. And you just have to see it out.
Yeah, you do.
But also, no one is ever judging you for your skin. Like, your friends aren't.
I just remember staring at my back acne in the mirror for hours, of my life.
I would just, every morning would wake up and the feeling, so you head to the bath and you're like, all right, what's the damage? Like, what has happened overnight to my fucking face? And then you're like, look, and you're just like, oh God. And I'd be getting like toothpaste. Like, I was like, just reading anything online. And
I used the toothpaste as well.
I just put toothpaste on my face and it's like kind of burning it, sort of sticking, you're like, this isn't working. And so I used to just like sneak into my mum's room and I'd like it happened every morning, but I'd always treat it as if it's this kind of special occasion.
Yeah.
Hey, mum, you wouldn't happen to have a bit of like makeup that I could borrow every morning? And mum's like, yes, it's in the, just go into just the bathroom and use it.
Whenever you want to use it, you can. Should we go out and buy some?
Like, she never brought it up like that, but it was always like, and then it would be this like Maybelline. Like, I guess some of our listeners might know this stuff. Like, it's like a foundation, but it's like a foam. Like, it was the craziest texture. It was so weird. It was like in a little pottle and you like put your finger on it and I put like all, like not like rub my face in it, but just over the spots.
Yeah.
And it would become increasingly self-conscious on my way to school and just would rub it all off. Okay, someone saw that I was wearing makeup.
Oh.
But then I think someone did buy me some eventually. But now I'm like, I've got like a MAC, it's like a concealer stick.
Yeah,
it's got a little brush at the end of it. You've seen it. You've seen me thrash. Yeah, it's so good for like, you just like, you just put it on. You're like, man, I'm taking control of my own destiny.
That's what it feels like. Every time I wear my tinted moisturizer, and it's just like I've got to like take a photo that day or something, everyone's like, wow, why do you look so good? And I'm like, I don't know, but
what is tinted moisturizer?
It's basically just moisturizer, a little bit of fun. It's just foundation.
It's foundation,
with
right? With the SPF foundation.
Yeah,
that's such a funny title for it. Everyone's like, yeah, I've got tinted moisturizer. You're like, it's just
foundation.
Oh, I bought some of that in Japan actually, and it was good shit.
Yeah, I got it duty free. Elizabeth Arden.
Mm. Fancidency. The other thing I was going to say was, oh, nose hairs. Did I bring this up in a podcast previous?
No, you've talked about it.
It's been on my mind a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like no one's really talking about it, but like we get to a certain age as guys and our nose hairs just get so long. And yeah. I feel like no one's talking about it.
Why is it that you grow hairs like that? Why do you grow? Tweet us in.
Yes.
I want to know why I get like an individual.
Ignore any other important social issue on Twitter right now and tweet us into this.
This is what we need to be talking about this year. You know when you get like a fucking four... Oh, sorry, I'm swearing. When you get...
Fuck it. It's important.
Here you get like a 4-inch hair just in your back. Just like random...
One
like,
black hair?
What is the scientific reason that has chosen to grow there?
I don't know. And you try to pull it out. And then I like just like... It's one hair on my shoulder. I shave it off. And then like... 4 months later, I'm like, oh my God, when did you grow to be 30 centimeters long?
That's totally what's like. Also, on the subject of nose hairs, I got a nose clip and it didn't really work. So now I use
those
my...
Those things scare me because they're like, they're those ones, those tubular ones that you put up your nose at and it's like...
What I do now is I just like hold my nose. I get a little toilet match. Paper and I shove it up. I get a toilet paper and I just yank them out.
Holy hell, boy.
I know.
Does that hurt?
Yes.
Why are you punishing yourself like that?
Because the day my boyfriend met me on a plane, which is a beautiful story that I told you about, but he told me that he noticed my nose hairs that day while he was sitting next to me. And obviously like everything else was good enough to overcome those. But he was like,
yes.
He like repeated that.
That we'll deal with this later.
Yeah.
That's... Oh, I mean, that's funny that he picked. He was like, "This could be a deal breaker." But also, you don't need to put yourself through that pain. I mean, I'm literally feel like I'm just growing my nose hairs out.
Mine,
I'm growing them out like a fringe.
It feels like as soon as I've got rid of them, they're fucking back. Yeah. They're like the men's makeup counter. They just follow me everywhere.
They follow you right into your front doorstep.
Yeah.
What other where do you think it's going to head? Yeah, like where do you think, what is it? Because I read that, well, like metrosexuality is kind of a dead term, but every time you hear someone use it, you're like, oh my God, you're definitely living in the wrong time.
Yeah, totally.
I was reading like a couple of things. I didn't really get into it. It was like spornosexual, which is like sporting sexual, but it was just people with abs. And I was like, okay, this article can be shut down.
Oh, there was another term called bromosexual.
Oh.
Which was like, dumb. Which is like, college bros who like are straight but sometimes they blow each other.
Oh, that's fine. It's just experimenting.
But don't call that bromosexual.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's really dumb.
So like that's such a defensive, it's such a like, we're bros though.
We're not gay.
We're just bros.
We just like a blowjob.
We just like to swallow cum sometimes, but we're bros.
Do you know I found out my auntie listens to this podcast?
No!
Yeah. She's cool though.
Okay, cool.
I wouldn't hide anything from her. I just wouldn't talk about that shit with her, but yeah, bless Auntie Sarah. She's such a legend. We've
Shout
got
out
to get her in. She's
I've
basically the goals in terms of how she's dealing with her life. Like she's just sorting it all out. Every time I go and hang out with her, I just come back feeling like the biggest piece of trash. She's just like, you know, she's like going to the gym. She's like learning new languages. She's like acing university. She's like going for a doctorate. She's become a vegan. She's trying to be waste free. She's learning tarot. I was like, how are there enough hours in the day?
That's impossible.
And how can you just improve yourself for that much?
Do you know how many days this year I've told myself I'm downloading Duolingo when I get home?
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day.
And I've not downloaded it yet.
You're going to get it tattooed, eh? I'm so. It would be a good t-shirt.
Yeah.
That would be a funny t-shirt line. It's just things you promise yourself.
Yeah. Duolingo today.
I'm going to download Duolingo on a t-shirt.
It's not even a big commitment. It's a shitty app.
Just download a fucking app. People.
I could go to some classes.
I used to like download and delete Grindr like 5 times a day.
I could do the same with Duolingo.
And I can't do Duolingo once.
Yeah. Do you know how long I spend scrolling through Instagram stories that I just skipped through?
Fucking
hell. I could be watching Duolingo. But also keep up the Instagram stories, everyone. I love them.
Here's the thing I'm starting to think about. People who post Snapchat filters on their Instagram. So
how do you do that?
You can't. You have to Snapchat. You have to screenshot it.
Oh.
And I'm like, you're like eating Burger King inside a McDonald's right
now. Horrendous
behavior. It's like, that is disrespectful. Get that fucking flower crown filter out of here.
Yeah. Hey, how are your Facebook stories going? I haven't noticed there have been many.
It's a sore point. I'll bring one up right now. Hey, Listen, guys, what I'm trying to do right now, if you don't follow me personally on Facebook, you have to be my friend. And if you're a stranger, I won't accept you. But I'm trying to set up Facebook story as a thing.
Nice.
This is why it doesn't work, eh? Because they're not public.
Yeah, you can't make them on your, like, comedian page, can you?
But you can't also make them, like, you can make your Instagrams, and I guess if your Instagram's private, then no one can.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But most
true.
People have public Instagrams, it feels like.
Yeah, I love people who, do you notice there's some people you follow that, like, sometimes they make their account private, and then sometimes it's not private again, and you're like, why, what happened?
Why, yeah.
What have you done?
Why, they're usually a relationship thing. Right?
Yeah.
For
yeah,
sure.
I
just don't want him seeing what I'm up to right now. That's the conversation she's having with her friends.
Hey, we should probably end this podcast.
Yeah,
should we end with a grooming tip? I started something which you might like. I did a charity gig the other night and I got two beautiful gifts.
Is this your grooming tip?
Well, I don't know. I got Akoya
do charity.
I got Akoya hand and body lotion, which was really nice.
Yes,
but then I got a night mask with rosehip on it. Is it you that told me to use
rosehip? I love rosehip. It's so good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it do?
I feel like it's like, in my mind, I don't know, but it smells good. It's super oily, but I think it like diminishes blemishes and like helps like even out skin, and also is like good for like moisturizing and like taking away lines and stuff. It's just it's like that blemish tool. Or like on like use on the computer sometimes it like smooths things out, but it's like a natural. Yeah.
Okay, here's my grooming tip.
Yeah.
Those are just some products I got for free that I wanted to talk about. My grooming tip is just take care of your teeth properly. You know, if you're someone who's like a little reluctant to take care of your teeth, do it. Like buy a nice electric toothbrush, brush every day,
make
floss,
it a treat.
Mouthwash, and I tell you what, you're gonna get comments. People are gonna be like,
nice,
your teeth are looking really good. That's all I gotta say.
That's a great one. And mine would be like, shit, yeah. Guys, don't feel bad about buying concealer and wearing makeup. You can do it. No one is going to judge you for it.
You're gonna feel
you need
so
to get
confident.
Over your fragile masculinity and plaster that shit on because it's fucking gorgeous.
Sure. And that's Mike's minute for the day.
Imagine that. Mike Hoskins would be like, yeah, Mike's minute today. Boys, you can get away with a bit of foundation, and a bit of concealer.
Wow.
I'm tired.
He'd use like the lightest shade of it as well. He's got some white skin.
I feel like he's tanned, but I just feel like anyone on like TV is kind of wrinkled and tanned.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, maybe I'm going to buy a kit out some more makeup, hey?
I want to get some more. I want to get some proper concealer. And, yeah,
maybe I should start darkening my eyebrows.
I thought about dyeing my hair like slightly darker.
Oh,
my God. Now we're just brainstorming our own ideas.
Hey,
thank you so much.
If you've got tips for us, is what we should do to our bodies.
Tell
please
us what you
DM
think
us.
About what we look like and how we can fix it.
Hey, Chris, I've always felt like you should.
We'll be bracing ourselves for those tweets.
Also, my other beauty tip is read more. Make the mind beautiful.
Fuck that. Thank you so much to bigpipe.co.nz. That's our party, bro.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.